You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
We got to reform government. We got to fix the economy. We got to create jobs. But right now, we have to restore trust and confidence in government.
The fact is that we have to have government. When a hurricane strikes, as it did with Katrina, we have to have a FEMA that works.
On January 20th, when John McCain and I are sworn in, if we are so privileged to be elected to serve this country, we'll be ready. I'm ready.
As you can hear there, three out of the four people running for president or vice president here in the United States were in the spotlight yesterday. Sarah Palin was interviewed on ABC television. We're asking you at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org what you think she still needs to be asked, what questions you thought were inappropriate, what's your takeaway basically from the Sarah Palin interview. But John McCain and Barack Obama, the two presidential candidates, stepped into a much more high-minded forum given the pace and tone of the campaign lately, which has had much talk of pigs and lipstick, etc. There was none of that at Columbia University last night, but there was the Takeaway political director, Andrea Bernstein, who was there, witnessed the event, saw the events yesterday. Of course, 9/11, a very sober day. Both candidates appeared at Ground Zero together. It was an interesting issue-focused event. How did it go?
Well, the premise of this event, which was sponsored by the nonprofit organization Service Nation, is that the 9/11 attacks stimulated a spirit in Americans that they wanted to serve. And the event was designed to sort of encourage that and to talk to both candidates about their ideas of service, which has been a part of both of their campaigns. It sounded like it might be a snooze. It turned out to be actually pretty interesting and really sort of gave a window into their views of government and the last 8 years and the sort of challenges that they face in the next some 50 days. Dave McCain, now he had to criticize Bush without mentioning him by name. And he also was sort of, you know, he's been having this theme of government is broken, right. It's corrupt, it's wrong.
Well, but the Republicans have been running against government for a generation, so he's got to both criticize government and endorse government at this forum.
Exactly. And to also defend some of the sharper attacks that have been coming from his campaign, and particularly his running mate, while not criticizing community organizing. Couldn't do that in this forum.
And I think that if we had asked for a concrete plan of action, both on the part of federal, state, and local governments, as well as by the Congress of the United States, as well as, frankly, talking directly to the American people, on the need for us all to serve this nation, I think perhaps we
Was that a mistake? That's actually what he said.
Yeah, he never finishes the thought because the end of the thought is President Bush messed up. He didn't capitalize on that moment in American history. So McCain pivoted to saying, but I still think there's a period of volunteerism in America.
So that was as close as he could get to say 9/11 was a lost opportunity for the Bush administration.
That's exactly right.
What about the community organizer deal? I mean, at the convention, they made much of this. I mean, they really turned it into a national joke. And Barack Obama is, of course, a community organizer. I mean, I imagine there were some in the audience there.
And he was asked at this forum.
McCain
was asked, do you, you know, what about all this negative campaigning? And isn't it just going to do the things that you say you don't want, which is, you know, bring down confidence in government and in politicians? And he was specifically asked about the derogatory remarks that were made at the convention by former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani and vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin about community organizers. This is how he handled it.
Governor Palin was responding to the criticism of her inexperience and her job as a mayor in a small town. That's what she was responding to. Of course I respect community organizers. Of course I respect people who serve their community. And Senator Obama's record there is outstanding.
You know, there's something disingenuous about that in the sense that so much has been made of these convention taglines, and yet in a forum like this, he sort of completely backs off it.
Well, it raises the question of which John McCain are we dealing with? I mean, in 2008, he felt that he was a victim of smears, and he really campaigned hard against them. Now, some of the people who ran that smear campaign against him are running his campaign.
Well, how did he defend the campaign?
He actually didn't. He just simply ducked the question. And then when it got to Obama, I mean, Obama had sort of, in this crowd, a bit of an easier road because he could criticize Bush for not capitalizing on the September 11th moment. He could say, we need to have government. Katrina showed us why.
Well, of course, he's in New York, so.
He was in New York at his alma mater. Yeah, and this is the kind of a comment that he was making.
What we also want to do is to remind young people that if it weren't for government, then we wouldn't have a Civil Rights Act. If it weren't for government, we would not have the interstate highway system. If it weren't for government, we would not have some of our parks and natural wilderness areas that are so precious to America. And so part of my job, I think, as president, is to make government cool again.
That's interesting. You know, there's a front page piece in the FT today, the Financial Times, saying that Democrats on Capitol Hill are worried that maybe Barack Obama's a little too soft-spoken, that there's some stumbling going on in the campaign, and they're worried about the Obama coattails. You know, that's a strong statement, but maybe Obama needs to be stronger this week.
Well, that is what everybody is saying. And his campaign has already put out a memo today to all interested parties saying, you know, we are going to step it up, but we were planning on doing it all along.
Mm-hmm.
And their take is we are still polling well in the swing states. This is not a national election, and we are doing the things that we need to do. Of course, the background of all of this is Sarah Palin, who's been on this interview spree with ABC. They now have aired three parts of, I think, what is going to be their sort of four-part rollout. And
I think there's going to be a Disney movie with Sarah Palin as the main character.
Right.
Well, anyway, evaluate the Palin interview for us, will you?
You know, Charlie Gibson, who's doing the interview for ABC, is under almost as much pressure as Sarah Palin because she's not granted a single interview since she was got that phone call from John McCain. So all these people have all of these questions about her. And
it was something of a turnaround for the McCain campaign. Originally, they were saying she's not going to do an interview, and then all of a sudden she does.
Well, I don't think they could have gone the entire time. The question is, you know, how much more of this will she do? And I mean, she's been, you know, a whole group of Bush aides has been with her in Alaska prepping her. And you could hear that in her interview. But nevertheless, you know, she has a record as a governor of Alaska, which she's now trying to turn into this, you know, sort of I'm qualified to be vice president argument. And she also has an interesting row to hoe because on the one hand, her appeal is the sense of her being rural, small town.
Mm-hmm.
But she has to also argue that she's capable. So listen how she did it, for example, when Charlie Gibson was questioning her about Iraq this morning.
You said in 2007, you were asked about the surge, and you said, I've been so focused on state government, I haven't really focused much on the war in Iraq. Really? Somebody wants to be vice president?
Of course.
Have you focused on Iraq?
Of course I've been focused on the war. Of course I've been, as every American has been.
Why'd you say this, though? I've been so focused on state government, I haven't really focused much on the war.
It was
in
Iraq. An honest answer for the question that day by a reporter asking me about Alaska Business Monthly issues was my focus being on energy independence and security, those things that Alaska could supply to help make this country better and safer.
Well, we should also point out that she thinks about Iraq because her son's going over there, too.
Right,
so
clearly.
She has a connection.
And he left yesterday. But lest you think that the joint appearance at Ground Zero yesterday, the wreath laying, this nonpartisan forum signals a change in the campaign. Already, first thing this morning, 6 a.m., two emails in my box, one from the Obama campaign, one from the McCain campaign. The Obama campaign is showing that it means it by when it says we're going to get tougher with this ad, which is a step up from what they've been doing up to now.
1982, John McCain goes to Washington. Things have changed in the last 26 years, but McCain hasn't. He admits he still doesn't know how to use a computer, can't send an email.
Oh, my goodness. Are we headed back to, like, pigs and lipstick, or are we going to stop short of that?
Well, I would argue that this may be the first of the Obama sort of, you know, we're running an ad to grab your attention so that you'll play it all over the media type ads, which the McCain campaign has been so successful with. I mean, the implication is, of course, he's old. And they have this picture of him in 1982 with these big aviator-style glasses. Mm. They have somebody holding a giant cell phone. The implication is clearly he's a candidate who is out of date.
Hmm. Well, you know, the question really is, you know, at this point, you know, it's all about momentum. And, you know, they, as they said in the Clinton campaign, it's not so much whether you have the momentum, but whether you have it in the last 2 weeks of October. And I guess the events from here on out are the debates and then what is actually going to happen in the fierce campaigning that takes place in the last 3 weeks.
That's absolutely true. McCain could be doing great now and could be doing bad at the end of October. That would not be so good for him.
Andrea Bernstein, Takeaways political director, joining us in the studio talking about Sarah Palin's interview. We want to hear from you on that. 877-8-MY-TAKE. What do you want to ask Sarah Palin? What does she still need to be asked? And you can reach us on our website at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you.